The expecting couple, mom Alexis Forehand and dad Kevin McAllister, live in Skagway. They came to Juneau several weeks ago because they thought their baby was due on December 6th.
And then once we got here to Juneau, they realized that there was a mistake, and the due date was actually, she was due a month later than previously thought.
McAllister works at the Canadian border crossing in Skagway, and he didn't have anyone who could sub for him at work, so he's been traveling back and forth to Juneau on weekends since November. But even with that hassle and the extra month in the hospital, he's still glad his daughter was born in 2021.
I'm glad 2020 is over, just in general.
Subtract 9 months from now, and that puts us back at the end of March, which is when COVID-19 came to Alaska. So Madeline Rose is definitely a pandemic baby. McAllister and Forehand were living in Georgia back then. They found out she was pregnant right as they were about to move to Skagway.
Skagway, where we lived, there was no COVID there, like forever. And then right around the time, like it was time to go to Juneau, we started getting our first cases and all. So we just kind of stayed away from everybody.
McAllister says he felt really safe at Bartlett. They got COVID tested when they were admitted to the hospital. One of the perks of being born at Juneau's hospital is that the first baby of the year gets a special keepsake, a wooden cradle in the shape of a boat, handmade by the emergency department director, Dr. Lindy Jones, who used to deliver babies at the hospital. McAllister didn't know they were in the running for a prize.
We didn't know about it until the ladies here brought it through the door. It's absolutely awesome. It's a work of art. I mean, it's got all copper nails. Everything's been hand cut.
The couple has two other small children at home in Skagway, a boy who's 2 and a girl who's 3.
We probably won't be home an hour, and they're going to be sitting in this thing with their fishing poles.
And props to Alexis Forehand, who labored for 26 hours before delivering her 9.5-pound baby girl. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.